This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC with a warning concerning coronavirus. The agency says it's expected to take a real foothold in the U.S. The head of the agency's Center for Respiratory Diseases saying that the U.S. will likely soon see the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 1,000 people, mostly in China, sickening tens of thousands more. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House today for a meeting with President Trump. They're expected to discuss a recent Trump administration decision to prevent Empire State residents from taking part in travel programs that allow folks to quickly pass through airport checkpoints and borders. The administration says New York is also blocking access to motor vehicle records on possible illegal immigrants. Cuomo denies it.
I believe it's about politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Iowa's Democratic Party chief resigning after last week's caucuses fiasco. Troy Price again apologizing and saying Iowa Democrats deserve better. Fallout continues after the U.S. Justice Department overrules its own prosecutors and agrees to lower the amount of prison time it will seek for President Trump's ally Roger Stone. It followed a tweet from President Trump calling the original 7 to 9 year recommendation excessive. Those attorneys then quit the case. And Mr. Trump tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr. Here's Wayne State Law Professor Peter Henning.
Attorney General Barr has decided they're going to make a recommendation for a much lighter sentence, not the 7 to 9 years. So that's really just a slap in the face of the prosecutors who actually prosecuted Roger Stone and obtained the convictions. So I guess in a sense, the higher levels in the Department of Justice don't really care.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The new CEO of BP says it's time for the energy giant to reinvent itself. Bernard Looney, who took the top spot this month, saying that that means eventually investing more in alternative energy. He estimated it's going to take trillions of dollars to, in his words, rewire the world's energy system since carbon-based resources are finite. The company's announced plans to reach zero carbon emissions by 2050, although it has set no specific targets in the meantime. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says media reports are lying about him getting special treatment from the U.S. Justice Department. Giuliani telling Fox News last night that he's getting, quote, terrible treatment from the department, and he called the media corrupt. Attorney General William Barr did say on Monday that the Justice Department's going to review Giuliani's information from Ukraine concerning Joe Biden's son to gauge its credibility. And the new theme song of the upcoming James Bond film has a release date now. Billie Eilish announcing that No Time to Die will drop later today at 4 p.m. Pacific time, to be exact. The singer taking to Instagram to feature a sneak peek of the song. The track was written by the 18-year-old Eilish and her brother Phineas. No Time to Die will open in theaters on April 10th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Cheryl Atkison. Yes, the host of Full Measure, a weekly Sunday news program focusing on investigative, original, and accountability reporting. She is a five-time Emmy Award winner, recipient Edward R. Murrow Award for investigative reporting, and backed by a team of award-winning journalists. Cheryl, good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the show. I think you and I talked in the first couple of weeks when Full Measure was just coming out, and it's just been awesome with the success of the show. It really demonstrates that this is the kind of reporting that America is hungry for.
I agree. I'm delighted that we're now in the middle of season 5.
Amazing.
And wow. We're just doing the kind of stories that you watch the news. They're doing the same 2 or 3 stories over and over again. There's so much more happening in the world, and it's great to be able to do those stories on our Sunday show.
And what your team is doing, it takes it beyond the 8-second soundbite or the bumper sticker, you know, kind of reiteration. I mean, you're getting deep into the topics for people that really want to know the facts that they're out there when they are discussing whether it's immigration or terrorism or government waste. You're empowering your viewer with information that others are not giving them.
I was going to say, what's really important to me is, so often today, the news is managed. So even if you're getting news, you're getting the approved version with the people and the viewpoints you're allowed to hear. Mm-hmm. Because this is a new trend the last few years that they decide or we decide. You're not even supposed to consider a certain viewpoint or hear from a certain person. So you'll hear a lot of different views on Full Measure, including views that I think in the media used to be considered either mainstream or acceptable, but are now, for whatever reason, off limits entirely. You'll hear all the views on our program.
Well, this is what we enjoy about our show like yours. It is good to be independent, isn't it?
It sure is, and I think it's unusual, too. You know, the program that I do is under the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and to do the program, they promised they didn't want to shape the news or have input into what we did. They simply wanted me to do what, as they said, what I used to do at CBS before this time of managed news that we have right now.
Yeah, let's let you do what you're good at, what you're naturally gifted to do. And here's a platform in which, you know, you can exercise your gift and talent. So thank God for Sinclair. And there's other broadcast entities, but we'd like to see a lot more as opposed to the ones that are managing the information because somehow they think America is just not smart enough, I guess.
And Sinclair has been subject to a propaganda campaign because of it, because now, and your listeners may know this, if you are simply independent or in the middle or air views from different sides, you're considered controversial because they don't want some people, those views to be known. So they will marginalize, controversialize, use their media partners to attack. It's really a fascinating and in some ways, I think, scary news environment right now.
Well, this is where America needs to fight back because the cancel culture has overdone themselves. I mean, it's bad enough that our speech is being canceled and invalidated. Now they're going after, and of course, they've been doing this for a long time, going after people such as yourself who are independent because, you know, there's an old story. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but there was a guy who was on, he was at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, and he was watching this guy selling fresh crabs out of this little blue box, and he's going, wow, that's kind of odd, you know, because every once in a while you'd see like a pincher come out of the top of the box. And he says, wow, the water's right there. This guy's going to lose his inventory. He must be some kind of knucklehead. Finally, because he was waiting for his reservation to be called at Aliota's restaurant, the curiosity got to him. And he goes to the guy. He goes, hey, he goes, water's there. Crab's here in the box. The lid's right off the side. Why don't you put the lid on the top and, you know, keep the crabs in the box? He goes, oh, he goes, you don't understand. He says, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out of the box, the others reach up and grab them, pull them back down. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's
and you
so
think,
funny.
But that's the story of us, right? I mean, the story of America and that cancel culture is we're crabs in a box, and if you start to get out, they're going to go up and grab you and pull you back down and say, oh, no, Cheryl, you need to be down here with the rest of us, right?
Well, yeah, but I would argue that group in the box is actually a fairly small group.
Yes, it is.
The rest of us are climbing to try to get out, but they're the ones that are controlling and influencing politics and media and social media. So it looks like those who are independent-minded are in the minority, but I don't think we are.
No, exactly. And, well, look at historically. Look at what happened in Germany, for example. They found out after everything was said and done, it was 10% that were fascist. They were controlling 90% because the 90% were fearful. They wanted to get along. They didn't believe it was as pernicious as their eyes were telling them. They ignored the warnings, and here we are. I mean, we're following history once again, Cheryl.
I agree.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Well, in your in Full Measure, one of the topics that you go after is the Supreme Court case, Citizens United. There is so much about even the title, Citizens United, that is disarming and confusing. Break that down for our audience so they understand what's coming before the Supreme Court.
Well, I will tell you that many people say they're against Citizens United. They associate that with corporations unduly influencing elections by contributing money. This was a Supreme Court decision made 10 years ago. But most people, if you asked or if I asked, really couldn't verbalize what the case decided and what it was about. I read it twice and had a hard time understanding it. So I set out to kind of break it down, which I did on our program this past Sunday. You can watch a replay at fullmeasure.news. The compliment I got, or the best compliment, was a few people who said they normally can't sit through more than 2 to 3 minutes of a story, but they were glued to this one, and it seems like a dry topic, but it's really not when explained properly. And what I thought was interesting is Citizens United is a conservative nonprofit that won a case for the Supreme Court that sort of threw out a lot of history of finance law that prohibited corporations from spending directly on campaigns during election season. The idea was you don't want corporations to drown out with their big money the influence of individual Americans. But the Supreme Court actually in the end said corporations can for a lot of reasons that have to do with free speech and slippery slope.
Right.
But what was more interesting to me is that the case was actually sparked by a liberal documentary that Michael Moore had done, Fahrenheit 9/11, which was against George Bush when he was running for re-election. And it seemed to be a corporate expenditure because the film was funded by the Weinstein brothers and people like that, Sony and big corporations, against Bush. But it turns out that the film was allowed because there's an exemption for corporate money in these documentaries for documentary makers. And Michael Moore was allowed to do it. So Citizens United saw this as a conservative group and said, we want to make films, too. Like, we want to be the conservative version of Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the FEC said, well, you've never made a documentary, so we're not going to give you the exemption. So there was sort of an argument over who gets to decide who's the real documentary maker. So they set out to make about a dozen documentaries. Mm-hmm. Long story short, they still could not get this exemption, and they went to the Supreme Court, which decided to make it a much broader issue about corporations, and the decision came down. Now, one big upshot of all of this is both sides, and you heard from supporters and opponents in my story, mm-hmm. they both agree it did not have the impact everybody thought. And I can give you a sentence or two on that if you want to.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I want you to do exactly that. More from Cheryl Atkinson after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your time.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Cheryl Atkinson continues with us. Of course, you know her from Full Measure, which airs Sundays at 9:30 in most markets. You can check your listings. And also, if you want to follow her, Cheryl, the website and where they can go to see Full Measure if they missed last Sunday's showing.
Fullmeasure.news.
Just like that. It's that easy. Okay, Cheryl, before the break, you talked about two things especially that came out of this this Supreme Court case regarding Citizens United. Break that down.
Well, number one, everybody thought Republican money would outweigh Democrat money, that this was really going to give Republicans an advantage. And, in fact, the opposite was true, according to both sides, that far more Democrat money has been poured into elections as a result of Citizens United than Republican money. And number two, what's interesting is there wasn't this trillions of dollars in corporate money that has gone into elections like people feared or thought. Mm-hmm. And that's according to both sides, because some corporations tried it and it kind of backfired. One case was Target, that in some local market endorsed the candidate who turned out to have some controversies. I think he had some decisions that were considered anti-gay rights. Mm-hmm. So people started boycotting Target. Why are you supporting this candidate? So according to both sides, corporations quickly realized it was probably not in their interest, these forward-looking corporations that deal with consumers, to get mixed up with these controversies.
Exactly.
So there has
mm-hmm.
not been this big flood of corporate money that a lot of people anticipated.
Well, I got to imagine, especially now in the partisan times in which we live in, I mean, let's go back and remember the Michael Jordan philosophy about staying neutral. But some of these, we just saw the Oscars, they just can't help themselves. And they do so at their own peril and the compromise of their brand. And corporate America is smart enough to figure that out pretty quick.
I think so. And, you know, it's the bottom line. So what's happened is they just decided to stay at arm's length. There has been some more money put in, but just not like people thought. And yet, I think a poll came out that said Citizens United is unpopular to the tune of like 80% of the public. There was a hearing just this past week held by House Democrats on how to get around it or do away with it. But I do wonder if it's become more of a talking point and a symbol than something that really has much of an impact in reality.
Well, and it's always kind of interesting. You talk about projection. The Democrats are really good at doing that, and they've projected the woes and problems of Citizens United on the Republicans when it's been the Democrats getting the most benefit. I guess they figure if they've got the cover of perception, they can take the money and run, huh?
Well, for years this has been the case where there's, in many realms, been more Democrat than Republican money poured into certain things. And as I've covered it, I've asked Democrats about that. What about the notion that you're, you know, taking more advantage of these rules and laws you say you don't like? And their answer to that, in fairness, is, well, as long as it's legal, we are going to do it. We're not going to give ourselves a disadvantage by unilaterally disarming ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their answer, and they're pretty darn good at that spending as long as the spending they say they don't like is legal.
Well, a couple more topics I wanted to touch on, particularly speaking of the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas, in his own words, I thought it was a very, very powerful documentary.
Yes, and people can see this in popular theaters for at least a short time now. I think it'll be airing on PBS mm-hmm. in a few months as well, but you don't hear much from Clarence Thomas, and this is a whole documentary where he's looking into the camera and talking about his background, his life, his philosophy, his contentious Supreme Court hearings, which, if people are too young to know, was at least as contentious as the Kavanaugh hearings in its time, because he also was hit with 11th-hour charges, although it was nothing about sexual assault. It was about inappropriate comment. But at the time, that was really, really considered over the line if there were these sexual comments going on at the office.
Exactly.
That eventually, you know, he denied and he got on the court, but that was a big deal. And he's so quiet, which is also explained in the documentary. He's quiet during arguments before the Supreme Court, but he has a reason for that. He's actually the most active writer of opinions on the Supreme Court. He's the longest serving current member. And I thought his upbringing was interesting.
I was going to say, when you consider his upbringing and to see him where he is now, what an incredible American success story, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was raised very poor. His family did not speak, I'll just say, traditional English. They spoke a form of Creole, so English wasn't even his first language. He had a single mother, was given to his grandfather to be raised, grew up in white Catholic schools, joined the seminary, left disillusioned after experiencing some racism. The seminaries were all white at the time. Mm-hmm. Became a, as he says, angry black man, radical, which, mm-hmm. which is just so opposite of how he turned out to be, and talks about how he started to realize it was a destructive path, and he went back to his religious roots, and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, there it is. But that's the story of all of us, isn't it, Cheryl? I mean, we come to that crossroads in life. I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And we have an opportunity when we come to that crossroads. Are we going to go to the right or go to the left and choose good over evil and be redeemed? I mean, even Joaquin Phoenix, in the midst of all the crazy stuff the Joker was saying the other night at the Oscars, he did admit that he did find some redemption. I just wish he would have found redemption in the one who can truly give lasting redemption as opposed to the cocktail circuits of Hollywood.
Well put indeed. And I do think you're right that there is, and I didn't always think of it as a political path because I'm a very apolitical person. I couldn't even tell you after college what it meant to be a Democrat, what it meant to be a Republican. I went around asking people at my first news job.
Right.
But I do think we do hit crossroads, as Clarence Thomas did, not necessarily purely political, but where we decide, you know, what we're about, who we want to be. Mm. And for me, one of those points was, you know, realizing how the news was becoming and was I going to sort of compromise how I felt to fit the model and continue a wonderful, secure career that would start to maybe feel sour to me? Mm. Or was I going to, and I think many people face this in their jobs and in their lives, stay true to myself and like the person that I saw in the mirror, you know, when I got home at the end of the day?
Exactly.
And despite all of the stuff that I guess you could say happened to me or that surrounded me, I'm just the happiest person. And I think that's partly why I think I'm a lot happier than many colleagues who are sort of stuck in that rut of doing the things they don't really necessarily feel good about.
Well, that's what I call round pegs and square holes. And according to the U.S. labor force, Cheryl, roughly about 10% of America are in positions like you and I. We are using our God-given gifts and talents. They're being exercised and grown, and we're having the time of our lives. So, you know, it's great to be sharing that with you because we want the other 90% of America to be rightly casted and to be having fulfilled lives. I mean, that's why I do what I do, is as encouragement. And I want you to know that you encourage us as well, you know, with the way you conduct yourself and how you have, you know, risen against adversity and taken on the challenges of, you know, a corrupt media force that has treated you unfairly. And that's the final thing. We only got about a minute and a half left. And that is, does America have enough intestinal fortitude to really deal with what seems to be rampant corruption? Does A.G. Barr, does John Durham, a lot of pressure is being put on John Durham, like he's going to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi of American discipline and maybe help get us back on track, because he's going to expose once and for all the corruption that we all have a sense that's been running rampant in D.C.
Well, I would hesitate to put all eggs in one basket because those keep coming up short. You know, everybody says, oh, the Horowitz report and the Huber report and now Durham report. But I will say, I see the success of Donald Trump, not in political terms, but in social terms, and this is happening all across Europe and different parts of the world as well, as a success of the people fighting back against the establishment politicians of both parties who are trying to shape us and tell us what to do and take us down paths that are not necessarily in our best interest. So his success or failure, I think, is largely measures the will of the people in this country and whether they do have the power to do something about the things that you've discussed.
Exactly. Well, she is the host of Full Measure, a weekly Sunday news program that focuses on investigative, original, and accountability reporting. Five-time Emmy Award winner and recipient of the Edward R. Murrow Award, Cheryl Eckeson, right here on Bill Martinez. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC with a warning concerning coronavirus. The agency says it's expected to take a real foothold in the U.S. The head of the agency's Center for Respiratory Diseases saying that the U.S. will likely soon see the spread of the virus, which has killed more than 1,000 people, mostly in China, sickening tens of thousands more. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be at the White House today for a meeting with President Trump. They're expected to discuss a recent Trump administration decision to prevent Empire State residents from taking part in travel programs that allow folks to quickly pass through airport checkpoints and borders. The administration says New York is also blocking access to motor vehicle records on possible illegal immigrants. Cuomo denies it.
I believe it's about politics.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
How you doing, America? Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour and lots to talk about. We're actually going to take a look at, the media fretting over the 2020 Democratic field. What to do? Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Bernie Sanders. He is not the chosen child by far, and that is clear. What's eking out, all you have to do is just, listen to the news and hear their comments, and you can tell how uncomfortable they are becoming, especially with the demise of Joe Biden. And now you've got Buttigieg, coming up, through that lane, being catapulted with the demise. And, Bernie Sanders, of course, leading the field. So it's Sanders and Buttigieg. And, you got Klobuchar, who had a great debate in New Hampshire that thrust her in the third spot. But you've got Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden fading dramatically, and so we'll see if this will be the wall. I mean, hopefully, as Joe Biden is saying for himself, is that so many people have not spoken, but the trends do not look favorably for him, and he's definitely leaking oil, and whether or not he can survive, we'll see how much you know, how much further we can go. We expected Scott Whitlock, the associate editor of Newsbusters, to be joining us, and we're having some, you know, connection problems. And so basically, what Scott had reported on from Newsbusters is the stir that, you know, these analysts are having. You know, even the political analyst and former Democratic Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill and Washington correspondent Andrea Mitchell and co-host Savannah Guthrie were fearing that Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders could surge with supposed moderate candidates in the field splitting the vote. The broadcast warned that could be a recipe potentially for disaster in the general election. And this is a big issue right there. What they're looking at is this, how is this going to play that, you know, you might be able to survive the primaries in a Democratic field, but how is it going to play, you know, in a general election? Is America ready, you know, for socialism? Well, according to all the polls, they're not, even though, you know, Bernie would argue that we have embraced and danced a bit with some socialistic ideas in our country, and but that is, you know, we've done so reservedly and with caution. But the young kids that are coming up, who have been indoctrinated into thinking that it is viable, is something else. Well, we have been able to connect with Scott Whitlock, the associate editor of Newsbusters, and he's with us now. Hey, Scott, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, as I was explaining to the audience, all the analysts, the Democratic apparatchik, very nervous that Bernie Sanders, after two primaries, is off and running, and Buttigieg seems to have pushed, you know, Joe Biden out of the way, as Bernie has pushed Elizabeth Warren out of the way. Room for Klobuchar, she's coming up, but, you know, if she can sustain, highly unlikely. So it seems that right now it looks like the Democrats could end up with, you know, Bernie Sanders as the standard bearer. What do you say?
I think that's definitely possible. And what you're seeing is kind of this mid-level panic in the media, because they foresee that Bernie could be the nominee and that he could very well lose, because, you know, regardless of what a lot of the liberals in media tell you, socialism and pushing that as an agenda is not really a way to win in this country. So you have people like Chuck Todd, who said that the Democratic field is B-level. You have Joe Scarborough in the Washington Post today and then on his show saying that Biden is done. And then you have James Carville, who is now kind of like a media figure on MSNBC. And he, in his, you know, typical Carville way, said that this is the end of days for Democrats.
Right.
So they're pretty panicked.
Well, it's almost, you know, the Democrats, because of what they did to Bernie Sanders in the last cycle with Hillary Clinton, it's like they owe him this. I mean, the party itself is taking a bullet for Bernie Sanders, and they know, even from history and polling that they've done themselves, that this doesn't fare well, and this is George McGovern 2.0, is it not?
Yeah, I think you're right that there is a sense that they owe him, that he was screwed out of this nomination last time, you know, when he did very well for running against the establishment powerhouse of the Clintons. He won a lot of primaries, mm-hmm. Something like, you know, 25, 26, something like that. But, and so I think there is that sense. And I think in the media, you're already seeing the divide between what we call the kind of professional Democrats in the media and then the hard left in the media. So you have people like Chris Matthews, who kind of, for all his wackiness and his bluster, he knows politics, and he has been very depressed, very angry. We wrote last week where he just condemned socialism as, you know, something that's not really going to work in the media, versus you have some of the other people, particularly on MSNBC and CNN, who want Bernie Sanders and think this is a great thing. And I think those two sides within the left and the media are going to be fighting a lot.
So you're telling me the thrill that is going up Chris Matthews' leg is not as exciting as it was with Barack Obama.
Definitely not. Actually, it's funny you bring that up because yesterday was the 12th anniversary. We did sort of a flashback of Thrill Up the Leg, that comment during the 08 primaries about Obama. And so, yeah, the contrast is pretty stark, that he was very excited then, and he is, I think, depressed is probably the best way to put it about the Democratic field now.
Well, I believe that, you know, the party has gone so far over their skis that they're just having to play this out. And, you know, and try to recapture, I don't know how they get back to center at this point. They're so far down the road, and with the momentum that Bernie Sanders is taking this party to, and how he's trying to reshape this even and moderate his level of socialism and his word speak and all that. I mean, look, a socialist is a socialist is a socialist. And there's no denying that. And even now, some information that we're getting in the background of Buttigieg, you can almost put him, maybe not in the exact zip code, but he's in a neighboring zip code with Bernie when it comes to their worldview.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something for your listeners to keep an eye on that we have been talking about, is because of the panic on the left and particularly in the media about Sanders. We're seeing a lot of, you know, not just on the cables, but on, we saw this on this week on NBC and CBS, is that suddenly Pete Buttigieg is a moderate. Amy Klobuchar is a moderate, and so on. Everyone who is not Bernie Sanders, Bloomberg, they also said is a moderate, they're describing as a moderate. And yes, I can say, you know, if you're comparing them to someone who took their honeymoon in the USSR, okay, fine. I guess you can say comparatively, but these people are not moderates. They are very far to the left. They're just maybe not out and out full on socialists. But that's what you're going to hear a lot of from the media, is that all these people, Pete, Bloomberg, Klobuchar, they're all moderates. They're not.
Well, the reporting still is slanted. That is consistent with what we live with, you know, something that came up recently and that you guys have been following as well, Scott, is the lack of reporting on the that runaway van that ran over a tent and almost injured some people. You know, they were Trump supporters and they were just out there collecting votes. And, you know, it was reported that, the three networks, I think NBC was the only one that reported on it, 25 seconds. If that, the rest of them zero?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's correct. They basically was either minimized or ignored in the media. And I think, again, that really shows you, imagine if that had been reversed, if that had been a Bernie Sanders campaign or Bloomberg or something like that. We would have never heard the end of it. But with it being Trump, they just minimized it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the fake news continues, but look at the lights on them, because we will know them by their fruit, and their fruit is quite evident. And in many cases, it's starting to smell up a little bit. Scott Whitlock, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, part one, in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice.
MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with Valentine's Day just around the corner here, boy, I'll tell you, it brings up a lot of emotions, good and bad. And we're going to deal with some of the downside, and that has to deal with acts of betrayal that have the power to violate our sense of trust, according to John Hopkins Hospital. Harboring those feelings can contribute to a myriad of physical burdens, depression, heart disease, and diabetes. Forgiveness and healing often take a lifetime, but our author says it doesn't have to. In his new book, Beyond Betrayal, Overcome Past Hurts and Begin to Trust Again, author Phil Waldrop is going to be talking about his harrowing experience with betrayal and guides readers and us as listeners to the healing journey to overcome feelings of resentment and discover a life of health, healing, and wholeness. Phil Waldrop, welcome to the show. And let me say, that's what we all want. For those of us who have been harboring these debilitating emotions, I've heard some experts say that it takes, you know, about 7 years to rebuild trust. In some cases, as you write, it can take a lifetime. How's that?
Well, true. Thanks, Bill, for having me on. And you're exactly right. In fact, I have to be honest and tell you, it took me longer than 7 years. It took me nearly 20 years to process the betrayal that I went through. And, you know, you're right. As we get close to Valentine's Day, for many of us, it's a wonderful day, and we celebrate love and relationships. But for many people, it's very painful because they've had a betrayal, and that betrayal may have been their spouse, it might have been their significant other that's in their life, or it might be a friend or someone else, but they're hurting. And as a result, I want to help people to get through it and not have to go through the long years that I went through. So I share with them things that I've learned and things that I did right and things that I did wrong, to be quite frankly.
So knowing what you know now, having gone through the experience, you firmly believe that it didn't have to take 20 years for you to get to the other side of the betrayal.
Exactly. And the reason, and you got to remember, Bill, I was a minister. And so I really thought I had all the answers for these situations. But for me, it took longer because, quite frankly, I did not have a resource like Beyond Betrayal that helped me to understand why people betray you, the feelings you were going to have, and how to handle those emotions, and how not to let it affect other relationships in your life. So I really didn't have a guidebook that helped me in that sense. But part of it, too, was I kept putting my betrayal in a closet in my mind and then shutting the door.
Right.
Quite frankly, I didn't want to process it. But when I did, I found out you can get on the other side, and life can be better than it was before the betrayal.
Phil, I imagine part of it, because you're in ministry, you're probably thinking, you know, where was God? Why wasn't God watching my back on this?
Well, I did think that, and I think anyone who's been betrayal thinks that. But remember, we all are familiar with the story of Jesus and how Judas betrayed him.
Yes.
And Jesus knew, according to the Gospels, that Judas would betray him. But I think Jesus had in mind that God had a greater plan, that even though it was going to be painful, ultimately there was going to be resurrection and redemption. And I think that's true for all of us. We may be going through a season of pain because of the betrayal, thinking, God, what are you up to? But it's like Joseph in the Old Testament, who was betrayed by his brothers. He was betrayed by his boss's wife. He was betrayed by a person in prison. And yet he never really got bitter because he processed it well, because he knew that even in those moments when he was doubting God, he still trusted God.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from the pit to the palace, because he saw God had a greater plan. And God doesn't waste our experiences. He doesn't even waste our betrayals. They make us better if we don't let them make us bitter.
Exactly. And Phil, you know, the instant reaction, like you say, is to kind of stuff it away. And lest we forget what Jesus said, it's the truth that sets you free. And dealing with that truth of the betrayal is extremely painful, as you say. You want to stuff it away. You've got to try to function, you know, like normal as best you can. But meanwhile, it's like a virus on a hard drive in a computer. Every once in a while, that disk hits that spot and it spins you out of control. And because you just haven't dealt with it, you're not really released from the problem. It is holding you back, is it not?
Well, absolutely. And what happens with most of us, the pain of a betrayal is so emotional painful that we have a tendency to, first of all, deny it. You know, it's kind of like hearing a friend's been killed in an accident. And then we get anger, have anger come in our life, we get angry. And if we're not careful, we can become bitter and even seek revenge. But sometimes we just say, well, I'm over it, and we stuff it in a closet. The problem is there's going to be something or someone that's going to open that door someday. And if you're not careful, when it happens, all of that you've stored up can come out, and venom can come out. In fact, I have a little slogan. It's not original with me, and I'm not sure where it originated, but it speaks to it. If you don't heal what hurts you, you will bleed on people who did not touch you.
Yes.
And that's the reason why people need to work through it. You don't want to hurt people later because you haven't worked through the pain you feel.
Yeah, that's that saying, hurt people, right?
That's right, exactly.
Mm. Along the same line. Speaking of trust, you know, in your case, it took about 20 years, some people a lifetime. And trust is the foundation, as some have said to me. Trust is everything, Bill. When that's violated, when there is a bankruptcy of trust in a relationship, wow, I mean, that's devastating.
Well, it is. And you know, one of the things that helped me, Bill, was when I understood that forgiveness and trust are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time, I thought that if I forgave my betrayer, it meant that I had to restore the relationship to the same level it was before the betrayal, and I had to trust them again. And that's not the case. Forgiveness means I'm giving up my rights to revenge. I'm no longer going to try to get even. And yet trust is something, you know, forgiveness is something someone has to give you, but trust is something you have to earn. And I tell people who've been through a betrayal, forgiving means giving up that right of revenge, but it also means that you don't have to instantly trust that person again. You can allow time for trust to be rebuilt, but the betrayer has to want to restore the relationship and welcome the accountability that is necessary to trust again. So in your mind, just separate trust and forgiveness for a moment. You can forgive a person and not trust them. I mean, and trust is a vital part of a healthy relationship, but yet at the same time, you don't have to trust your betrayer, but you can forgive them in the midst of it.
And Phil, help us understand, because sometimes people say, you know, Phil, I forgive you. But yet you sense that it's really, you know, maybe not necessarily heartfelt. I mean, understanding this is a process. I mean, I can forgive you based on what I am dealing with today at this moment, which isn't to say that tomorrow something else might be revealed, and then the wound is reopened again when you thought it was being healed. Take us through that process a little bit, if you can.
Well, I discovered forgiveness is not a one-time decision, at least in the early days of a betrayal. It's a daily decision that I make not to seek revenge or try to even the score. Mm-hmm. But what I discovered was, in my journey at least, Bill, is I discovered that there were going to be other things that would happen. I would discover later. And quite frankly, there would be other people who are going to betray you. Unfortunately, it may not be to the degree of the one you've been through, but yet you're going to be betrayed in some small way again. And if you're not careful, you will allow that second small betrayal to open the doors and all the things that you've stored up to come out. I think the Lord wants us to have complete healing. It takes time, or as I tell people, healing takes time, but time alone doesn't bring healing. You have to take steps to walk through that betrayal. But the good news is you can get to the other side, and life can be wonderful again, and you can have joy, and you can have great relationships. Or the illustration I like to give, you know, when you've been through a betrayal, it's like being punctured with a knife, and it hurts, and you bleed, and there's a wound that has to heal. But if you allow it to heal properly, it becomes a scar. Now, the scar may be visible. It may not be visible. But the difference between a wound and a scar is if you touch a wound, it hurts. But you can touch a scar, and it doesn't.
Yes,
and you know you're beyond a betrayal when it's a scar, not a wound.
Yeah, I like what you said earlier, Phil, because I had one counselor tell me that you'll know that you've forgiven somebody if you can feel about them the same way you did before the offense. And that has never really rung true. So I appreciate your clarification, because I think you take that as an experience. As I tell my kids all the time, I said experience defines preference. So you don't want to ignore the experience. It's there. It's in the memory bank. It's what you choose to do with it. As you say, are you going to be better or bitter as the result of it? And we do know by experience, the longer we hold on to unforgiveness, this is what tears us apart on the inside. And, you know, as we read about the John Hopkins hospital survey and study, next thing you know, we're demonstrating, you know, depression, heart disease, and diabetes. Not good things. Thank you very much. The gift of unforgiveness, right?
That's right. And you know something, Bill, that I learned in my journey is forgiveness is not about the betrayer. Forgiveness is about me. Forgiveness isn't setting them free, it's setting me free.
Right.
Because as long as you have unforgiveness and bitterness about the betrayal, that betrayer has a chain wrapped around you. I mean, think, for example, if they walked into a room unexpectedly, all of a sudden you emotionally freeze, you don't know what to do. Now, who's controlling you? That person is controlling you. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be best friends and go on vacation, or, as I said, to even trust them again. But I don't want that person to have the freedom to control me emotionally. So
yes.
Forgiving someone sets you free, not the betrayer.
Well, Phil Waldrop has been our guest. His book, Beyond Betrayal, Overcoming Past Hurts, Begin to Trust Again. This is such a blessing, Phil. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to hopefully having another time where we can get into deeper discussion. But thank you again for this time and for the book. And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Fred.